tell you what.
What do you anticipate tomorrow, like a couple of one-on-one reps, considering looking very formidable, D-line and the Texans? So we can look at a couple of reps or what?
What am I looking at? Like, what am I going to do?
Yes.
I think it's going to be more than a couple.
Okay.
I think we'll get plenty of work against them, and obviously that's probably the best front in football right now, I would think. So obviously for us, it's good work, you know, and it's a good way to test yourself. And you know, we've worked with them for a few years now, and it's always a battle. I think that defense got a lot of pride. We'll have our hands full, and we got to come out ready to go, or they'll make us look bad.
What's it like going up against JJ?
He's you know, obviously one of the best players in the league. He's really versatile. He's got good bursts. He's powerful. Really good with his hands, anticipates what you're going to do. So he's a handful. And again, it's a good test, you know. And I mean, fortunately, I've had my hands full all camp, and so it's not like I got some like giant jump up. But he's a tough guy to handle.
As far as with Ramchick, I like Clowney. I know you've watched enough film on him.
Yeah.
What does it take with Clowney?
I think he's really explosive. He's a big guy. He's really long. You can see the explosion. I would say watching him early last year when we practiced against them to the end of the year, I think he got a lot better with his hands. But I think you see a lot of the physical tools there that made him so dominant in college and yet still a young player that's improving. So I think what we'll see today is different than what we saw last year, even at the end of the season on film. So. You know, just a really, it's physically really talented guy.
Has there been any increase in like some of the situational stuff this year throughout camp? Has there been more 2 minute or anything like that?
You know, there may have been more 2 minute this year. We always cover a lot of situations in camp. That's pretty standard. But I do think there's an acknowledgement that 90% of our games are going to end in a 2 minute run. So I think we've worked it, I would guess, more. Deeper into camp than usual, and obviously practicing against two teams, we always do 2 minutes, so a lot of good work there too.
You see the game and plays a little different than we do. Take us in the, I guess, the film room on that Kamara TD play. What did you like?
Well, I think, I mean, to start with Alvin, really good patience, kind of gave a little bit of a stutter, a little hesitation, let the block set up, and then good burst through. Obviously broke a tackle on the second level, and I think Andrus did a really good job holding on to a block there. Josh did a really nice job on him on the nose. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's close to how you want to run when you draw it, you know. And yet that running back still has to take his read. And I think he's done that all camp. I think he's got a really good feel for the slash game, for our zone scheme. And I think showed patience. I would consider kind of reminiscent of like a Phil Thomas, a guy who's really good at setting up blocks. Alvin has that knack.
I know you've said this before in the past, where the run game so much is not just you guys up front, but it's blocks downfield, it's picking up protections, a lot of different things on the back too.
Well, look, Willie had a big block on the edge on that. Mike Thomas had a block on that. So either one of those guys falls off, and it's a 12-yard gain or a 13-yard gain, and it's a great start, and yet it's not. Man, this rookie just broke a 50-yarder on the first play from scrimmage. So those guys are huge, for sure. And that is I would consider a hallmark of Curtis Johnson. I mean, CJ is a huge, he's so big on blocking, and you've seen it all camp. Those guys, all of them, to a man, are really active in the running game for us. And, you know, you see it on plays like that. Plays that are going to break out to the numbers. If there's a receiver that's losing, then, you know, that's not going to work out.
Thanks, guys.